You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now to a segment we call Local Money, where we zero in on stories that are affecting economies around the country. This week, we're looking at Austin, Texas, and its struggle with how to address the city's homeless population. That's after the murder of a University of Texas undergraduate by a homeless man. He's been charged, but the killing has ignited intense debate over what to do about the homeless and homelessness in Austin. Kristen Capps is a writer with City Lab at The Atlantic, and he's been covering this. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we've talked on this show about homelessness. A lot of cities around the U.S. have to deal with big homeless issues, but it sounds particularly severe in Austin. Can you put some scope on this for me?
Yes, the problem is really growing with the affordability crisis in Austin, as home prices have really exploded there, as the population has grown there in ways that are unrivaled by most cities and metro areas in the United States. The homelessness crisis has also grown very dramatically. On any given day, the city can register close to 2,300, 2,500 people experiencing homelessness.
One of the things that obviously has brought this discussion to the fore is the murder of this University of Texas student. But Austin seems to have a somewhat complicated relationship with its homeless population. I remember there was this issue over people wanting homeless people to be roving Wi-Fi hotspots during South by Southwest. It seems like there's a lot going on in Austin with these different populations colliding.
Yeah, that's right. It's a college town. The University of Texas is the center of the city. It's the heart of the city. So you have on a campus in which people experiencing homelessness, you know, cannot come onto the campus. But all around, you have homeless people who are living on the streets. And when you have this collision of students, parents, their concerns about the safety for themselves and their children, and their beliefs about homelessness coming into direct contact with people who are homeless, then you have a lot of tension.
You know, a lot of this, as you said, is rooted in affordable housing and the lack thereof. How does that figure into the picture? Because Austin has developed a ton economically over the past decade. Are people just being priced out?
Yes, that's right. The majority of people who are experiencing homelessness in Austin and in a lot of places are not chronically homeless. They are, you know, temporarily homeless. There are people who have been priced out, people who have been evicted, people who what they need most is a kind of transition to get back on their feet. Whether that takes the form of charity or public assistance is a question that they know how to solve. Homelessness advocates in Austin and many other cities actually know what they need to do it, but the resources are just not there to cover these gaps.
So what happens next? I mean, how does the city deal with this? And obviously one of their big kind of stakeholders, the university as well.
Well, you have some people who are expressing a lot of concern about this. I mean, this is a very high-profile murder. Haruka
yeah.
Weiser was a child, the person who has been arrested as a suspect. The lead suspect for her murder is also a child, someone who was a ward of the state, drummed out of foster care system. And that those people are not even counted in the traditional homelessness tabulations. So while you have a lot of growing concerns about this, you also have a lot of growing awareness about the situation in Austin. I've talked to homelessness advocates there who have told me that there are more people within real estate coming forward, volunteering even property to help with this issue. There are more people going out on the given day homelessness tabulations to find out how many people are really there. The problem is, though, growing as the awareness of the problem is growing. So you really, I think, do need government resources to address this problem. And that's just hard to come by.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. The city is it's a very liberal city, but the problem is enormous. And when people tend to think about the affordability crisis in Austin, I think they're thinking about their rents, they're thinking about their homes, and they're thinking about their property taxes. And a lot of times those thoughts tend to occlude what we ought to be doing for people who are homeless. But We know the solution. So that's something that I think has been arrived at in very recent years with Housing First and other strategies. So at least the path to solving this problem is a lot clearer.
Kristen Capps is a writer for the Atlantic City Lab. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.